This is the Max Kellerman Show. Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio.
Max Kellerman Show, presented by Progressive Insurance. Michael leads in for Max today. Guests appear on the Goodyear Hotline coming up a little bit later. Jeff Darlington, who covers the NFL for us here at ESPN, he will join us. It seems like with each passing day, we got somebody talking trash about Aaron Rodgers. Why? And what's the accuracy of those comments? We'll talk to Jeff about that and also some other things around the league coming up. You can join the conversation, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And you can hit us up on Twitter. That would be me, at Michael Eaves on Twitter. And I was having a conversation about Giannis in the last segment. And a thing that I think a hard people have a time in terms of fully accepting, especially as it relates to athletes, is that you have to know who you are and know who you're not. And Giannis is not the guy that a lot of people want him to be as of yet. He hasn't been that guy. So the expectation for him to be that guy, to me, is kind of silly. Ryan hit me up on Twitter. He said, Giannis scored 36 on Sunday. You don't think he was that dude? He's a two-time NBA MVP. He needs to be that guy, no doubt about it. And this was my response to Ryan on Twitter. He obviously needs to be that guy, but that doesn't mean he is. Plus, regular season awards don't mean jack in the playoffs. Just like he doesn't pay himself, he doesn't vote for himself. Other people do that. So you have to stop allowing other people's actions and expectations to form yours about certain people, and that includes athletes. Now, what we saw last night from Paul George would suggest that despite some of his struggles in the playoffs last year with the Clippers, maybe he is indeed that dude. Because he saved the day for the Clippers going on the road in Game 5 without Kawhi Leonard, going for 37-16-5 to win that game, to be able to come home tomorrow night with a chance to go to the conference finals for the first time. Paul George showed you in that game, and also the last three games, he scored 30 or more in the last three games, two of which the Clippers have won, that he probably is that dude. Maybe he is that guy that can go out there when his team needs him the most, and get it done. He understood what was required without necessarily someone telling him. He did that. As it relates to Giannis, though, he hasn't done that yet. Yeah, Ryan, he scored 36 points on Sunday. What did he do late in the game that you remember? It wasn't those 36 points. It wasn't the 36 points. It's what happens in game time, in crunch time. Like, what's really popping? It wasn't what Kevin Durant did. It wasn't what Paul George did. Paul George was the guy last night. He set the tone early. He enabled his teammates to get involved and to do things. That's what he did. That's what he did. Giannis has not shown that. But Paul George did, and that's the difference. A playoff career high 16 rebounds. He did everything for the Clippers last night. And now they have a chance to go to Western Conference Finals for the first time. That's how good he was. And he realized he had to be that guy. He knew he had to be that guy, and he did it. And now if you go to the other series we saw last night with the Hawks and the Sixers, Philly didn't have that guy when they needed him the most. They didn't have it in Game 4. They didn't have it in Game 5. Now they're going on the road for Game 6. They're down 3-2. This expectation for certain people to be certain guys, to me, is unfair because it's just not who they are. We want something, but that doesn't mean that's what it is. Our wants and reality are not always the same. And we keep putting it on certain players in this league, and it's wrong that we do it. Because we set the expectations for them. Because they don't live up to your expectations, it's not necessarily a fault of theirs. Now, Eves, you're getting all these dudes' excuses, man. They're supposed to ball out. They're making all this money. The money's relative. Think about what you do for a living. I don't care what you do. You know somebody at your place of employment that makes more than you. And you may do a similar job, right? But you know someone who makes more than you. But you also know someone that if something really happened at work and something needed to get done, whether it was a big project or some type of emergency, that the person who makes more than you wouldn't necessarily be the person you would trust to get it done. Am I wrong? We all know somebody like that, right? We all do. Your place of employment, my place of employment. Someone who makes more than you, you would not count on to get something done in the face of adversity or when the stakes were high or however you want to phrase it. Same thing with professional athletes, y'all. It's the same thing. What up, Raj?
I'd like to volunteer a name, if I may.
Sure.
Liam Chapman, our boss.
Yep. Oh!
Wow, he just says it.
Shots fired. That is big. But, I mean, I'm sorry, folks. That is the reality. We put these expectations on players because of regular season awards, where they were drafted, how much money they make. That doesn't change them necessarily in terms of who they are in their soul and their personality. It just doesn't. And we need to stop doing that because you know why? We're only hurting ourselves. Because people, we give people expectations and they fall short of them and we're mad. As fans, we're upset. Right? Who should you be mad at? Should you be mad at Ben Simmons, who's never been a three-point shooter, to go off that something? He's going to start making threes? It's not who he is. And evidently, he doesn't have it in him to fix that himself. Let's go back to Magic Johnson. Those of you old enough to remember Magic Johnson when he first came in the league, Magic was not a shooter. He was not. He did pretty much everything else on the court. He was not a shooter. Over the course of his career, he became a three-point shooter, or at least for that era, a sufficient three-point shooter that you had to be worried about the threat of it. And next thing you know, he's winning MVPs, right? Jason Kidd was not a shooter when he came in the league. He became a shooter because he realized that's what he needed to do. And in a crunch time situation, who did you want with the ball? You wanted Jason Kidd. And if you kicked it out to Jason Kidd late, the need of three, you would not be surprised if he made it. If it's in you and you don't have it, you find it. Paul George had it last night. It's in him to respond and be that dude. When some people were saying he's not that guy, he proved that he was. And guess what? So the question becomes for Paul George, was that indeed Playoff P?
Yeah, is this what Playoff P looks like?
Sure.
Sure. Whatever you want to call it. We needed a win. I went out and got it. That's who he is. That's who he was in that moment. That's not Giannis right now. It's not Ben Simmons right now. But we are doing this to ourselves with these expectations. You know, Maya Angelou once said, when people show you who they are, believe them. Why don't fans do that? These athletes keep showing us who they are. And we still expect them to be someone else? Why? Because of how much they're paid? They don't pay themselves. Teams pay them. Giannis is a two-time regular season MVP. He didn't vote for himself. Other people did that. Even when he was winning MVP, did you think he was the best player in the league? Even when he was winning MVP, did you want him on your team to take the last shot in a critical situation? No one would have said that. No one. Not even Bucks fans would have said that. But now, you want him to be something he's not? Until someone shows you that they are different than their history, you have to believe the history. And that's what's been happening as of right now. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Jeff Darlington is going to join us here in a moment. Let me go real quickly to Donnie. Donnie wants to – he's in Charlotte. Donnie, you're on the Max Kellerman Show. Michael Lee's in from Max today. What's up?
Hey, Michael. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
You know, big Sixer fan. Watched the game last night, and I was thinking about the you know, this hack of Ben that's been happening for a while now, which is super frustrating.
Yep.
But, you know, it's interesting. I feel like you see it with Ben throughout the game, regardless of the score, because they started doing that midway through the third when they were down, you know, double digits. And, you know, really, you know, take Philly out of their, you know, liking a run and get, you know, up and down the court. You know, Embiid doesn't have the ball. And, you know, if Ben goes 4 for 14 like he does from the foul line, it's basically a turnover for Atlanta without taking any time off the clock. And so that's, to me, I feel like that let the Hawks back in the game very easily. At what point, I guess my question would be, is when does Doc swallow his pride and give him a little taste and put Capella on the line for Atlanta, take the ball out of Trae Young's hand and just start auto-fouling on Capella in the bonus and make that 50% free throw shooter beat the Sixers? Because they're basically doing that to Ben right now.
Yeah. I see what you mean, and I appreciate that. Like, Doc's never been a fan of that tactic. And will it be swallowing pride for him to use it? I don't know. But what I do know is it's already impacting the psyche of Ben Simmons when it happens. He's expecting it. Once it does happen, in his mind, human nature will be like, here we go again. And you go 4 for 14? That's a problem. Now, look, I was never a good enough athlete to be a professional athlete. But with my limited abilities growing up, there were certain holes in my game, whether it be basketball, golf, whatever. I worked on them because I hated those being exploited. And if I was Ben Simmons and these dudes kept fouling me, thinking I can't make free throws, yo, best believe the next year I'm making 80% of my free throws. I'm wired that way. Not everyone is, though. We have to stop putting those expectations. We have to stop projecting our expectations on athletes just because they make a lot of money. You're listening to the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. Michael Leaves in for Max today. Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL reporter, joins us now on the Goodyear Heartline. Yo, Jeff, what's up, my brother?
We talking U.S. Open golf, man, or are we talking NFL?
Yo, it's the funny part. I was about to ask you this because every time I turn around, I'm throwing to one of your golf features on SportsCenter all of a sudden, bro. What's up?
Yeah, man, I'm just trying to follow your footsteps, you know, getting this golf game a little bit.
All right, so let me ask you this before we get into some NFL talk. Who was your pick this week? Mine was Xander Schauffele. Right now, he's one shot behind Brooks Koepka through 10 holes.
Great pick.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll just put it this way. I have Koepka in my big pool. I want to see JT get it done by just staying straight, staying out of that rough, and I think he can.
Yeah.
But Koepka, as long as his knee holds up, which I'm a little worried about, I think that he's got a really good shot at this.
Hey, he's 4 under through his first 11 holes today, and a motivated Brooks Koepka is one of my favorite Brooks Koepka. I think he felt he lost the PGA Championship more than Phil won it, and so I think that brought some extra motivation for him this week at this golf course. He's long. He's straight off the tee. It wouldn't shock me at all if he were able to win it, nor should it based on his success. But again, Brooks Koepka, 4 under through 11. Got a couple guys at 3 under par, including Xander Schauffele, San Diego native Patrick Rogers, also as they play the second nine. Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL reporter, joining us here on the Max Kellerman Show. Michael Leaves in for Max today. All right, so I said earlier, it seems like every time I turn around, somebody's talking trash about Aaron Rodgers, and he just responds in a very Aaron Rodgers, you know, petty kind of way. Either he doesn't say anything or wears a shirt that says I'm offended. According to Matt Lombardo, a fan cited, an ex-NFL GM said, the guy's selfish. Teammates don't like him. Coaches don't like him. It's all about Aaron. To that, you say what? exactly. That's the perfect response,
like that,
Jeff. You could have left it at that.
Yeah, like I'm not in the business of like criticizing anybody's reporting or sourcing or anything like that. I feel like that in itself is petty. But I will say, like, I get a little uncomfortable when we start to get into character assassinations based on with anonymity. It just gets tough to me. Like, dude, like, I mean, you could find somebody to hate on anybody. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't necessarily isn't a great indication of whether it's true or not. Look, Mark Murphy is right about one thing. Aaron Rodgers is a complicated fella. Mark Murphy should not say those types of things. You and I can say it.
Right.
You know, we don't have skin in the game when it comes to trying to keep Aaron Rodgers as the quarterback of our team. But that to me has been like, I don't care about hearing a former GM saying that he's selfish or whatever. Doesn't really move the needle with me. When Mark Murphy says things that potentially influence the feelings and opinions of Aaron Rodgers about the organization, that is relevant. And that is why I'm befuddled by some of the things that Murphy has said in recent weeks.
All right. To your point about character assassination from anonymous sources, I'm with you on that. I really am. But let's just take it from a factual standpoint as well.
Yeah.
We've seen some of Aaron Rodgers' teammates in recent weeks, recent days, say they support whatever he's doing. So how do you?
Right.
So how can someone say his teammates don't like him? Most of his teammates, when they talk about him publicly, they love the guy. So to me, the whole thing is petty in that regard, right?
Yeah, Aaron is not. Look, Peyton Manning used to have plenty of guys who'd be like, "Dude, you see what Peyton was doing? What a weirdo!" Like, I mean, you can find teammates in the locker room that are going to say that. Is that an indication of whether or not Peyton Manning is one of the all-time greats and the guy you want leading your team? No, it's not. It gets tough. Aaron is not necessarily the type of guy who, like, you survey all 53 behind closed doors and you're going to get all 53 to love him, but who cares and who is?
Right.
It just doesn't work like that. Mahomes might be, like, the one guy right now, and man, Brady probably, honestly, just from the teammate perspective, but, like, Mahomes might be the one guy you can go in the locker room and everybody would take a bullet for the dude.
Mm.
Otherwise, across the league, man, you're going to have guys in the locker room that and it doesn't really matter. You know who matters? The five guys who are blocking for him, like, they better like him.
Yes.
And a guy like Devontae Adams, which, by the way, if he doesn't like him, he still better find a way, because that's his moneymaker right there.
Yeah.
I found early on, you know what I find? You know who the most popular players are? The ones who can make the other players money. And Aaron Rodgers
yes.
can do that very well.
It's my quarterback, man. It's my quarterback. Yeah. Exactly.
Hey,
that's why Terrell Owens was crying. He's like, "Yo, I need this dude to play well so I can get my money."
Yeah, you didn't see him crying once you stopped having as much productivity with Romo.
Exactly.
He wasn't crying then.
ESPN NFL reporter Jeff Darlington joins us here on the Goodyear Hotline, Max Kellerman Show. Michael Leaves in for Max today. You know, we had the news recently, Jeff, about the NFL's approach to COVID-19 and vaccinated mm-hmm. players
yep.
and the different guidelines that vaccinated players versus unvaccinated players will have to face. Since all that news came out and the people you've talked to, what's been the overarching reaction to that?
I mean, I think it's pretty clear that it is such a strong desire for the NFL to get these players vaccinated. And certainly I know that there's people with strong beliefs and principles on both sides of the aisle on this one. The only thing is, I found it somewhat funny, like, nothing about this is funny, I shouldn't say that, but like when I saw like the, if you're vaccinated, you can do this, if you're not vaccinated, you can do this, like, and it could have, like, they went down a list of like 10 things each, and by the end it literally felt like they're going to be like, if you're vaccinated, you can eat the all-you-can-eat buffet. it will be 5-star, and it will be wonderful. If you're not vaccinated, you get porridge. Like,
right.
It was such a clear, like, hey, get vaccinated and you will live a life of freedom. Don't be vaccinated and you will be confined to solitary confinement in the janitor's room.
And so the question will become how much impact that will have on some of the players who've been hesitant to,
yeah.
to get the vaccine, because they want to be involved. No one wants to be isolated. Right. And the teams realize this. The NFL realizes this. So they're putting these guidelines out there to see how they're going to respond. Hey, Jeff, I wish I had more time. By the way, your boy Patrick Rodgers is now tied with Brooks Koepka at 4-under first round of the U.S. Open.
Wow. We got a reaction. Let's go.
There we go. Jeff Darlington, appreciate the time, brother. Jeff joining me on the Goodyear Hotline, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. Coming up next on the Max Kellerman Show. I have a prediction in terms of what players are going to start doing for themselves as it relates to their body, and I think a lot of fans won't like it, but I'm going to tell you why you're going to have to accept it. That's coming up next on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. It's time for Straight Talk. Sure, saving money feels good, but cutting your wireless bill in half, that feels really good. Like walk-off home run in the ninth inning good. Okay, maybe not that good, but pretty darn good. With Straight Talk, you can get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month, up to 50% less than the other guys, plus no contract. all on America's best networks. Why pay a lot when you could pay half? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. I'm Michael Eaves in for Max today. You can hit me on Twitter at Michael Eaves. And speaking of that, Tremaine hit me up earlier and he was listening to the conversation I was having about Giannis and these expectations of who he is and who he's not and what fans want him to be and they think he should be based on what he's paid and things of that nature. Tremaine made one good point. He said he is a former defensive player of the year. I need him to show up as a defensive player of the year. He should at least be that dude. And Tremaine, that is 1,000% fair. That is the guy that Bucks fans should expect to see. Former defensive player of the year, four-time all defense team. That's the guy you should expect. That, Giannis, is the guy. And so for some people, maybe like, why didn't he check Kevin Durant? Why did he have to be told to do it? He said he's ready to do it if given the assignment. Damn the assignment. Go do it. During the course of a game, a coach isn't out there setting up transition matchups. You can tell whoever's checking them, next time down, I got KD. You don't need the coach for that. And if you're a defensive player of the year, you should want that challenge. Hit us up, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Earlier, we're talking about LeBron making comments that the league didn't listen to him and some of the other players as related to the short turnaround from last year's NBA Finals to the start of this NBA season. And in his mind, that's one reason you have such this rash of injury so far in the postseason with so many star players being out for different reasons. And based on that conversation, I said that what's going to happen, I think, for a lot of these players, they're going to take it upon themselves to remove themselves from the lineup. And it's not just NBA players that I think you're going to start seeing more of this, especially athletes who play sports that have a lot of games and a lot of contests. NFL is a little different because you have a very finite number of games as it relates to the entire season. But baseball, basketball, hockey, we've seen it in tennis. Naomi Osaka withdrew from the French Open. Granted, that had a lot to do with some of her comments and mental health and things of that nature. But she also just announced she's going to take some personal time before she goes to the Olympics. So she's not going to play in Wimbledon. This is someone who's won multiple Grand Slam championships, who would be the favorite or one of the favorites at every Grand Slam she played in, but she's going to skip two of them. She wants to get ready for the Olympics, her home country, things of that nature, but still, she's taking personal time. Rafael Nadal won't play Wimbledon either, or the Olympics. He's like, yo, I need some rest. I need some rest. You're going to start seeing that more in other sports. And here's the deal, folks. You're going to have to accept it. You're just going to. I know that the main feeling that fans have when it comes to these guys competing is that I bought a ticket, I want to see blank play. Here's the deal. You didn't buy a Rafael Nadal ticket, you bought a ticket to Wimbledon. You didn't buy a LeBron James ticket, you bought a Lakers ticket. Their participation is not guaranteed. If you go and see Hamilton and you buy tickets, back in the day, you were not guaranteed to see Lin-Manuel Miranda. You were not guaranteed to see Leslie Odom. You were guaranteed to see Hamilton, and you saw it. If you go to a Mets game, you're not guaranteed to see certain players. You can anticipate when players are going to be out there. And for position players, majority of the time, they'll be out there 90% of the time. But Pete Alonso may miss a game. If you go to a Dodgers game, you may miss Mookie Betts one day. You didn't go to a Mookie Betts game. You went to a Dodgers versus the Giants game. That's what you're paying for. You're not paying to see these individual athletes in these sports unless it is like a boxing match or a UFC bout. But sometimes even UFC, that stuff can fall apart, right? You may get, here's a good example. We just had UFC 263 and Nate Diaz versus Leon Edwards was a great fight. It was in Phoenix. It was originally scheduled for Houston a few weeks before. And there were people who traveled specifically to Houston to see Nate Diaz fight. Well, he got hurt in training, couldn't make it, so those people missed it. You didn't buy a Nate Diaz ticket. You bought a UFC 262 ticket. Get used to it, folks. These players are going to start taking their health into their own hands, even if it means missing games. What's wrong with that? Because what we remember is how they performed in the playoffs. And if players like LeBron and other players who think like LeBron, or players like Rafael Nadal, Roger Federer's pulled out of tournaments before to get rest, we're seeing it from Naomi Osaka, maybe from a mental health standpoint more than a physical health standpoint, you're going to have to give up this notion, I pay for a ticket to this game, I expect to see player X. That's not the expectation. The players want to be there when it means the most. The teams want them there when it means the most as it relates to playoff games and things of that nature. That's how we got the load managed to begin with. And if in the players' minds, these leagues aren't going to do enough for them in that regard because they're more aware of their bodies now than maybe in years past, they're going to do it themselves. And you got to give up that, hey, man, I spent all this money and LeBron didn't even play. Lakers played. You didn't go to a LeBron game. You went to a Lakers game. So you got to give that up. These players are going to take more and more of this responsibility for their own well-being, their own health, and you're going to see them miss more games in the regular season. You are. Yeah, but these teams pay these players to play. They do. But then you get mad when they get hurt in the playoffs. So what are you going to get? Guys looking out for themselves. You go to games. You don't go to see players unless you're going to a boxing match and it's headlined by whomever. These individual sports require the competition. You don't go to a U.S. Open or you don't go to a Brooks Koepka tournament. You go to the U.S. Open. And if he plays, he plays. No matter how much money you spend, you got to see the team play. And that's what matters ultimately to the teams themselves. Your ticket, those games. NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight for Game 6 as the Nets host the Bucks, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8 Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. You listen to Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Home Quote Explorer is changing the way you buy home insurance. Now you can go online. Get a custom quote and save both time and money. Learn more at progressive.com. Michael Lee's in for Max Kellerman today. You can hit us up, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You know what? That's exactly what we're going to do before we get out of here, top of the hour. Let's go to the phone lines right now. Let's start with Michael in San Antonio. You're on the Max Kellerman Show.
Hey, how's it going, man? Yeah, I was just calling because I had the last segment you were making an argument on, you know, NBA players – sitting out, it's not, you know, maybe you got to deal with it, you know, we need to come to see an individual player. But at the same time, I want to also say that these NBA players are marketing themselves as individual people. You know, we go and we buy shoes that say LeBron James, and then we buy his jersey, we buy Harden's jersey. You know, all these players want, you know, to be individuals, but then when the time comes, it's like, oh, well, you didn't come to see us, you know, and now we're a team. You know, is LeBron breaking up those checks to his teammates, you know, his shoe checks, he's breaking up his jersey check? I don't think so. He's getting all that.
Yeah,
so.
But Mike, your analogy doesn't work. You bought something very specific for LeBron. You didn't buy a LeBron ticket to a game. You bought a Lakers ticket. Back to the phone lines. Brian, you're on the Max Kellerman Show.
Hey, just to go off that again, listen, you're talking about baseball players and NBA players. That's not an argument. That's apples and lettuce, not even apples and oranges. The price of an NBA ticket is twice as much as that is an MLB game, and there's twice as many players. These NBA players should be playing.
Why?
That's the whole
point.
Why
should they? Why should they play when you come? Why? They don't know when you're coming.
That's what there's five starters on each team in the NBA. There's nine starters plus four or five more pitchers in an MLB game. That argument is null and void. That's not even the same thing. So if you plan to go see the Lakers play the 76ers on a Tuesday in December, and you plan that, and then you go and LeBron doesn't play, that's garbage. They play half the games that the MLB does, and MLB plays six games a week.
But here's the deal, Brian. I'm not making an argument. I'm telling you what is fact. You are not buying a ticket to see a certain player play. You don't give the money directly to LeBron. You give your money to the Lakers. That's where you give your money to. I know people don't like it because they're spending so much money, but you're going to have to accept the fact that if you go to see Hamilton sometimes, especially back in the day, clearly they're not, the main cast is there anymore, there was no guarantee that Lin-Manuel Miranda would be there. There was no guarantee that Leslie Odom would be there. There's no guarantee that LeBron is going to play every night for the Lakers. It's just, that's the reality. The sooner you accept that, the less emotional you will be about it. Let's go back to the phone lines. Scott, you're on the Max Kellerman Show. What's happening?
Totally hear you on the buying the team ticket. Also, you're buying a league ticket, no matter what league it is. And the risk has always been there.
Yes.
Always been there. So, though, going into the future, though, the way TV looks and the way COVID impacted things and people got used to watching stuff at home, I know they're excited to get out. These players need to realize that people are going to, you know, maybe not like them as much if they're not playing as often. But my main point is, when they go back to all these leagues, when they go back to do the CBA, they are employees of these teams and of these leagues. Maybe they need to build in sick days like you have at ESPN and like I have at my job. But, like, all right, give us a little notice. If you're not going to make it to a game, let us know. I don't know. Just seeing what your thoughts are on that.
They are employees, and then the argument would become, well, they get the whole summer off. But LeBron said we didn't have enough summer off because of the pandemic last year, so we're going to take it upon ourselves to stay healthy and do what matters for us personally, and that may mean they're not playing in a game that you go to. That's going to happen. And you know what else happens? Injuries and trades. How many times have we seen players be traded in the middle of the season, superstar players? You bought a ticket. That player's gone. It wasn't the player's fault. The team traded him. How's that not different? Back to the phone line. Let's go to John in Miami. You're on the Max Kellerman Show.
Hey, man. So, you know, I'm listening to this conversation, and the truth is, when you – all these teams market for the players. The reason why tickets are bought are for the players. They're not for the jerseys. They're not for the stadium. They're for the players. So when someone buys a ticket, the expectation is that they're going to see the player that they want to see.
It's all right, so like wait. So, John, yeah. I'm cutting you off. That's not true. You don't buy season tickets to LeBron games. You buy season tickets to the Lakers. And people who've had season tickets for the Lakers, they were there when Kobe was playing. So now you have LeBron. So don't say that they bought it just for the players. You buy it for the teams. That now, if you want to go see a certain player play for one ticket, that's on you. That's the risk you take, though, John. I appreciate the phone call.
I understand
what you're saying, John. I get it. But that's not the reality. We got time for one more call. Kyle, you're on the Max Kellerman Show. Kyle, you there?
He's gone.
All right, we got no Kyle. Look, folks, I understand. I know it hurts because you're spending money. You're taking time to go do these things. And because of it, you expect these players to play that night. There's no guarantee of that. It's simply not. And what I'm telling you is, for your own emotional health, to get prepared for these guys not playing as many games as they have in the past. That is the reality of the situation. Now, you can scream at the wall. You can just keep having these conversations with nobody, like some random dude in a girl's DMs on Instagram. You're just talking to yourself because they're not paying attention. The player's going to do what's best for the players. That's it. That is the reality, and you just have to accept it, and you won't be as bothered when you lose all the money to go to a Laker game. Thanks for hanging out with us here on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. I'm Michael Leaves. I'm going to run it back tomorrow. What's going to happen tonight, Game 6? Which Giannis will we see? Not the one the Bucks might necessarily need, though. We'll see you tomorrow, Max Kellerman Show.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.